I'm pleased to announce today that the sale process for the Hobart International Airport has been concluded, and that Macquarie Bank and the RBF consortium were successful in the bid process for the sale of the Hobart International Airport. The sale price is $350.5 million, and after costs we would expect to net about $300 million from the sale process. The sale process was overseen by a probity auditor to make sure that the highest standards within these types of processes was maintained at all times. It was, as you would expect, an asset which was keenly sought after in the market. The price which we have achieved for the sale of the Hobart International Airport is within the expectation that the Treasurer and I had for this asset. This is very clearly a statement of confidence in the Tasmanian economy by the market. It's a statement of confidence in the government and our handling of the Tasmanian economy, and it's a statement of confidence in the economic environment that a stable majority government provides for our state. As the Treasurer announced during the last state budget, the proceeds for the sale of the airport will be used for strategic infrastructure investment. The Treasurer, on behalf of the government, said at budget time that we would divest to reinvest, and that's exactly what we intend to do. The strategic infrastructure and capacity building investment that we want to undertake includes in hospital infrastructure. We've already indicated, of course, a key priority for the government is a new Royal Hobart Hospital. The Treasurer told the people of Tasmania when he announced our last budget that we would use some of the funds from the sale to make the Macquarie Point site ready for a new hospital. That still remains a key priority for the government. We've already indicated that the Brighton Transport Hub would be funded from the sale of the airport, and we will use some of the funds also for agricultural water storage and irrigation. Nothing could be more important for Tasmania at the moment, particularly in rural and regional areas, than the government joining with Canberra and investing in key projects for agricultural water storage and irrigation. There will, of course, be other strategic infrastructure projects which will be worthy of consideration by the government in due course. But today I reaffirm what the Treasurer said when at the time of the last budget, that these three areas of strategic infrastructure investment were key priorities for the government. Questions? Well, the new owners intend to continue to grow the airport operations, obviously, and obviously they see a very real opportunity to invest in the Tasmanian economy. They see strategic importance for their own plans in owning the international airport. All of us can see, I think, the opportunity there, but really it's not for government to start investing in the sorts of projects that are available on the airport site. It's a very large site, 570 hectares. I would anticipate that some form of retail development would most likely still proceed on the airport site. You can already see it on the adjacent site, the Homemaker site, much activity happening. It is fast becoming a new development hub for Tasmania. These are matters for us to inform publicly about after, once cleared to do so by the probity auditor. But I can say that the bidding process was robust. There were a number of interested parties in the airport. The Treasurer and I always believed that that would be the case. And you know, we were informed on that view by looking around the rest of the country and seeing how much there was in terms of interest by infrastructure companies and other airport sites around Australia. Neither of us were surprised by the fact that there were a number of bids. As I say, the process was overseen by a probity auditor, and a strict process was followed. And I believe that the people of Tasmania will conclude that $350.5 million is a good price to have achieved for the airport. And as I say, it certainly meets the expectations that the Treasurer and I had for the airport sale.
What about staff? Have you given any indication about how that will work?
Yes, we have received a commitment from the successful consortium that all the staff will have secure employment, that there is no plans to downsize at all, and that all existing employees at the airport will be retained. That's the advice that we have received.
You mentioned the retail aspect. Was the issue of the DFO raised during the sale process?
Well, again, I mean, I wasn't privy to any of the discussions that went on during the sale process, but the issue of retail and other development at the airport site, of course, is subject to Commonwealth approval. That remains the case. Exactly what developments take place now and what expansions happen on the airport site will be a matter for the new owners. But what I can say is that the government, of course, is very keen to see further retail competition in the marketplace in Tasmania. And we've made that very clear on a number of occasions. So my expectation would be that there would still be interest for a retail development down at the airport. There is, of course, a new homemaker centre, well under construction at the moment, a Harvey Norman superstore, and plans by Kemp and Denny and others, hopefully, to develop down there. There's a furniture store that's already opened on the Cambridge Airport site. So, as I say, it's fast becoming a new investment hub for Tasmania. The Sorell and Southern Beaches area is one of the fastest growing areas of our state. It's got very good transport access. So.
About flights, have there been any discussion about whether they're looking at international destinations, more interstate destinations?
Well, again, that'll be a matter for the owners to have discussions with the airlines about. Tasmania is a destination of choice, isn't it, increasingly by holiday makers from interstate and overseas. I think there's about 1.6 million people through the airport now, so it's you know, it's a much more welcoming place than it was, and certainly we made sure the asset was in good shape before we put it up for sale, and it is a very important gateway into Tasmania, and we're confident that the new owners will make sure it remains that way.